Wichita residents will get to vote on a 1% sales tax measure in a special election to be held in March 2026. According to projections by Wichita Forward, a nonpartisan coalition of business and community leaders, a 7-year 1% sales tax would generate around $850 million for the city. The collections would provide property tax relief, address homelessness, fund Wichita police and fire departments, expand the convention center, and make improvements to Century 2, and partially fund a new performing arts center. Mayor Lily Wu said the decision to impose the sales tax is not just up to her.
I can only speak for myself. And so I know that what our community wants is to have a say. Have a say and have a public vote. And so my vote in favor of this is to let the community make the decision.
The city projects that around 20 to 30% of the funds collected would come from out-of-town visitors.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.